A multiwave length study of the flat spectrum radio quasar NVSS J14192208-3830 covering four flaring episodes, by D.A.H. Buckley et al. We present multiwave length observations and a model for flat spectrum radio quasar NVSS J14192208-3830, originally classified as a blazar candidate of unknown type BCU2 object in the third Fermi-LAT AGN catalog 3LAC. Relatively bright flares greater than 3 magnitudes were observed on the 21st of February 2015 MJD 57074 and the 8th of September 2018 MJD 58369 in the optical band with the Master Global Robotic Net MasterNet telescopes. Optical spectra obtained with the Southern African Large Telescope SALT on the 1st of March 2015 MJD 57082 during outburst and on the 30th of May 2017 MJD 57903 during quiescence showed emission lines at 5325A and at approximately equals 3630A that we identified as the MG22798A and C3-1909A lines respectively and hence derived a redshift Z equals 0.903. Analysis of Fermi-LAT data was performed in the quiescent regime 5 years of data and during four prominent flaring states in February to April 2014, October to November 2014, February to March 2015 and September 2018. We present spectral and timing analysis with Fermi-LAT. We report a hardening of the gamma ray spectrum during the last three flaring periods, with a power law spectral index gamma equals 2.0 to 2.1. The maximum gamma ray flux level was observed on the 24th of October 2014 MJD 56954 at 7.57 plus or minus 1.83 times 10 to the power of minus 7 PhCm minus 2S1. The multi-wavelength spectral energy distribution during the February to March 2015 flare supports the earlier evidence of this blazar to belong to the FSRQ class. The SED can be well represented with a single-zone leptonic model with parameters typical of FSRQs, but also a hadronic origin of the high-energy emission cannot be ruled out. This was a multiwave-length study of the flat-spectrum radio quasar NVSS J14192208-3830 covering four flaring episodes, by D.A.H. Buckley et al.